So we're getting close to Rosh Hashanah, and just some thoughts I had today about one of the Pesukim in Malchios. And of course, I've tried to touch on timeless themes. Timeless themes supersede the moment, supersede the context. Context comes and goes, but timelessness, obviously, is eternal. This is a timeless message, but it has even greater urgency, given what we're experiencing now, especially in Eretz Yisrael, but this is a plea or a request even to people listening outside of Eretz Yisrael. One of the Pesukim in Malchios, and I divide them into five different categories, but this is one of two or two and a half Pesukim that describes the Malchus of Hashem as being very specific to Am Yisrael. Lo hibit oven b'Yaakov, lo ra'a amol b'Yisrael, Hashem elokav imo, usuas melech b'alas in Parshas Balak. Even though Hashem is a Melech al kol aretz, hel keil yonim v'atachtonim, He's our Hashem, and He chose us, and we're mamlechim. Without us being mamlechim, Rosh Hashanah can't lift off and take off. Another pasuk in that category is the pasuk from Vizos HaBracha. This is, of course, in the end of Devarim, Perek Lamed Gimel. Vahi Bishurin Melech, b'hisasev Rashiam. Remember, Yeshurin is a nickname for Yisrael, so Hashem loves us so much that on Rosh Hashanah, there are a lot of nicknames, Yeshurin, Yakir, Ephraim. And Vahi Bishurin Melech, when the Melech is in Yisrael, so this is obviously very Malchios Dika Pasuk, very Malchios themed Pasuk. His Asef Rashiam, when everyone gathers some ceremony to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, B'his Asef Rashiam. And then the end of the pasuk is what got me thinking. Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. So, what I generally think the pasuk means, and obviously a pasuk means many different things, is that the encounter with Hashem is what ultimately causes achdus. When people talk about achdus, there are many layers to it. There's tolerance. There's appreciation of differentiation, of specialization, of people pursuing different roles and goals and functions and cross-pollination and mutual fructification and mutual enrichment. But the highest achdos is to stand in the presence of Hashem, to realize that there isn't one approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible by definition. There's no emes, there's no derech, because no human conception or convention can fully encompass the Ribono Shel Olam. And then therefore to not just appreciate all the drachim, but to validate the multiple truths of getting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as it adheres within the classic halachic and theological framework. And that's why at the Har Sinai, Ishachad Belevachad, because they already felt the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or that's why the Gemara in Bracha says that the Kohanim who left the Beis HaMikdash on their way out from their shift would give the incoming shift a bracha of achdus. Wasn't just a hope and a prayer, it was something they'd experienced. And that's what this pasuk in Devarim is describing. B'sasev Rashayam, having encountered Vahi Bishurin Melech, so people reach a higher level of achdus. Rashi, however, in Vizos HaBracha, flips the script, flips the sequencing. It's not just that Hashem's presence leads to achdus, but that achdus leads to Hashem's presence. Rashi, and it's a prerequisite. Davar achar, b'sasev, b'sasvam yachad bagud achas, when they gather in one group, v'shalom b'neim, and there's cordiality and amicability between them, humalkam. Then the first part of the pasuk obtains. When is it vahi bishurin melech? When it's yachad shiftei Yisrael. When it isn't yachad shiftei Yisrael, the end of the pasuk, v'lo kishyesh machlokas b'neim, Rashi says. If there's no yachad shiftei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be there. Now, I think typically people understand this in a very moral and retributional fashion. The onesh, the punishment for lack of achdus, for strife, for discord, is that Hashem departs. So Hashem, it's an onesh, it's mita keneged mita. Alternatively, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech, then there's a unifying presence of Hashem, unifying values, unifying interests, unifying. And if there's too much strife and argumentation, then evidently the commitment to Hashem's sovereignty and presence isn't strong enough to overcome the human penchant and human weakness for disagreement and contentiousness and So it's normally understood as a retributional or punitive. Yes, achdus, you're rewarded with Hashem's presence. No, achdus, you don't receive the presence. Or it's indicative. If you fully appreciate Hashem's presence, there'd be more achdus. Since you don't, so Hashem's not there, it's an indicator rather than a cause. There's a third issue, and that issue is that when we are together, when we are more of greater solidarity, of greater union, we better reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus. When we are Mikam Chesel Goy Echad, then we better reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. And if our purpose is to demonstrate monotheism to a world, well, once we start fractioning and splintering, then, of course, that whole message sounds very almost pseudo-paganism, where each branch and each sect has its view, and Chas V'Shalom, it's God, and we have our view and our drachim, and it doesn't reflect. So it's a theological issue, not just a moral and punitive issue or a indicator that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence isn't deeply embedded. Now, what hit me today, reading this and thinking about this, is how fractured and ruptured Israeli society is. And I'm a big optimist, and I don't take the news too seriously. I just see it as coming and going, like the tides rising and falling. And what comes in and goes out, what happens today changes tomorrow. And I think more of the long-term trajectory of history, which is driven by factors far, far beyond human reach. It doesn't give us an excuse not to be involved, but it demands that we maintain proportion and perspective. But even for someone like me, reading the news the last couple of days, just the vitriol, the hatred, the antagonism, the split, the name-calling, the he's a Nazi, you're an, I just going out of my mind listening to this, especially, I'm so sensitive to usage of Holocaust imagery for anything but the Holocaust. And it just hit me how we're entering Rosh Hashanah probably at one of the lowest states of achdus, probably in the last 75 years of our people in Eretz Yisrael. So my request is of people both living in Eretz Yisrael and living in Chutz La'aretz is, as much as you would feel that the achdus you express in Muncie or in Melbourne or in Manchester doesn't really change the socio-demographic state in Israel, maybe there's a larger theological drama that's impacted. And the closer the Jews are, the more and closer they reflect Hashem's achdus, different level of achdus. So I think everyone has a responsibility to respond, to retaliate to the disintegrating achdus of our people, not by getting on a plane to Israel and all of a sudden solving the judicial reform issue, but in your own spaces and places, in your own world, be a little less confrontational, be a little less divisive, be a little more unifying, a little more embracing. I don't know. I don't like to speak more practically because it comes across Chas V'Shalom as patronizing. Or you know, you're walking down the street this year, Rosh Hashanah, and you see someone who belongs to a slightly different community than yours. Each person can decide what that means. You would not necessarily embrace that person under normal conditions. Maybe for the sake of Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, and especially when Yachad Shiftei Yisrael is under duress, maybe it pays to be a little bit more of a Yachad Shiftei Yisrael person this year.